Every Christmas, we come down from the crumbling and mold-ridden shops and homes of our town to the black and heaving sea, where our relatives emerge from the waves with presents, special delicacies, and toys fashioned for the young of bone and coral, shell and gem. For our part, we bring nameless things from the forests and mountains and toys for the young ones of bone and stone, wood and web. Then we feast for an entire week on black widow egg wine and squid ink lager, heaping trays of venomous vermin and poisonous rockfish. We stuff ourselves on raw eels and frisky beetles and eat shark eye pie and hornet sting cakes. Finally, the big day comes, and the youngest are tricked out in all the finery we have brought in large trunks from the caves and footlockers from the sea. They dance and flap and caper about, their clothes the only human things about them, and our aunts and uncles play eerie music on bone flutes and bladder drums, and we all laugh and sing the old songs. And come midnight on Christmas Eve, we all look to the skies, waiting for the first jingling of bells. At last, we hear them. My sister starts to cry, and I sweep her up in my clumsy arms, my fused fingers making it difficult, but I hold her up and kiss her, and comfort her in the guttural tongue of joy. And then, enormous tentacles, covered in bells, descend from the roiling clouds above and seize 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, my sister among them. They are hoisted into the clouds and we dance until dawn, then fall into exhausted sleep under slick oilcloth tarps and overturned skiffs, safe from the punishing sun. Later, as we dine on the traditional breakfast of jellyfish puddings and bear lung pasties, their pulverized bones rain down from high above, and it is just like snow.